Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast, number 511. Assiduous sums it all up. How are you folks doing this week? I hope you are staying cool as best as you can. And, of course, breathing some hopefully clean air. I don't know about you folks. We actually hit 102 this past weekend at the ranch. Had one thunderstorm. Thankfully, no smoke. You folks who have smoke, kind of feel bad for you. We are about to hit good old Oshkosh, and I can't wait to be there. It's going to be fun. If you folks are there and you see me, please stop, say hello. If you have any questions, you need any assistance, I'm there to help you any way I can. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded, as many previous ones, using Adobe Podcast AI beta. Yeah, it's cleaning up my voice and it's creating the transcript, which you can find, for example, on the link at the blog post for the podcast, as well as other locations. Of course, you can listen to this anywhere you want with any, you know, like Spotify, YouTube, iTunes. But remember, with Spotify and YouTube, you can leave a comment. Had a comment this last week. Said, without video, it's boring and, what do you say, boring and, anyway, he wants to see my face. He's never seen my picture, obviously, because my voice is all about more entertaining without a face attached to it. But that's what you can do. You can leave comments. So, appreciate you guys passing the word. It's interesting to see things are slowly climbing up. And I'm not really sure if it's because FeedSpot says that, we're the number 2 and number 24 wildlife and landscape spot, or because of you guys, but I want to thank you guys. So thank you. So a little follow-up to my last week's podcast, 2 weeks ago, excuse me, number 509, when I talked about Instagram and numbers. So I thought I'd do a little experiment after doing some reading, and I went and spent, I think it was $60 total to have one of my Instagram posts boosted. And before I boosted it, it was at 127 views, 127. After 1 week of boosting, it hit nearly 600. Kind of just illustrates and proves the point that, you know, they are just simply aren't putting your stuff out there. If you want your stuff out there, you're going to have to find another methodology than just putting it up, because it seems to be against us if we're just putting up stills. Well, you might be wondering if I've stopped reading books because I didn't have a recommendation last week and I don't have one really for this week. Well, yeah, I finished a couple that I've already mentioned and I haven't picked up a new one. If you guys got any suggestions, send me an email, please. Well, I thank my good friends at BedfordBedfords.com. I hope you went to the PhotoCon this past weekend. I hear it was spectacular. It was really popular. Yeah, a little warm, but it's warm everywhere. But some of you, at least two of you, wrote to me and said, I had said something, they wouldn't have gone, and then they wouldn't have known just how great Bedford's really is, and they really, really are great. Prices, inventory, the people, I love the people. The stores, you can call, you can go to the website, and of course, wherever you go, remember, not only say thanks for sponsoring the Moose Podcast, but in mentioning Moose, you're going to see money back after your purchase. So, you know, Bedford's, you have a lot of options. I'm here to tell you, you'll serve yourself and your budget really well by heading to my good friends at Bedford's. Assiduous sums it all up. Assiduous. You maybe never have heard of that word. I know that until a couple of weeks ago, I had never heard the word assiduous. Even though I keep saying it, I keep wanting to do a blog post about it. I wanted to wait till I did the podcast first. So if you're quickly Googling what assiduous really means, well, to me, Sharon gets this word of the day, and the words she get are is really, you know, I get box and top and, you know, words like that. Sharon gets assiduous. And she told me this word, and I'm like, what is assiduous? Well, it means showing great care, relentless attention to detail, and persistent effort. Doesn't that sum it up for us photographers? I mean, seriously, showing great care, relentless attention to detail, and persistent effort. Now, can you put that into f-stops and shutter speeds? You cannot. Can you do anything else with knowledge of that word assiduous? Well, I kind of wrote it a few places, and I stuck it like on my notebook that I travel with all the time, inside two of my camera bags. And why? Well, there are times, let's say for this last week. Oh, I didn't. I was going to put it inside the hide, and I didn't. Anyway, had to get up in the hide around 6:15, 6:20 a.m. because by 10 o'clock, it's over 90 degrees in there when the sun hits it. It's just the heat was killing me. And the birds, as soon as it gets really hot, they don't really want to eat much food, but they spend a lot of time at the water features and the bird baths, which I don't have any that I could photograph at the hide, which I'm trying to remedy. But anyway, it was those kind of times where I would love to have seen the word assiduous and just have that reminder right in front of me, you know, taking great care, attention to detail, and effort. I mean, what more could you look for in a simple word of inspiration for your photography? I mean, if you're heading out, right? Some of us, you know, might drink something like coffee or something to get us juiced up, or might listen to some great music to get us inspired and going. But I'm telling you, just this simple word, assiduous. And it's kind of fun to say assiduous. I mean, because you might think it sounds like ridiculous or some other carnivorous, but assiduous. I just thought that it was such a brilliant word that simply bringing that to your attention would be, you know, like a picture's worth a thousand words. Like Dave Dick used to tell me when I would write, make each word count for 10. In this day and age of photography, I think assiduous sums it all up.